So the first thing that I'll say is on the first day of class, one of the main things that you need to do is to look at the syllabus. And you will receive this either via Blackboard, or perhaps if you're in class, you'll get a paper copy. And this contains all the sort of crucial information about the class. So it's going to have things like the course objectives. It's going to have perhaps the assignments, depending on how detailed it is. It'll have a schedule, and then it'll have the professor's information. And the key to this is to read it really thoroughly and to get a sense of what it's telling you about the course and what you need to do to succeed based on what this is saying. So what you're seeing on the screen now is actually the FST 101 syllabus that I use for spring. It gives you a basic outline of what the syllabus will look like. You see some basic information about the course, what time it meets, what room it meets in. If maybe more of your courses than normal will not be meeting in person due to the COVID pandemic. And then you can see it has information about the instructor. It has when their office hours are, perhaps. Then if we look here, we get a course description and some course goals and objectives. And this is going to be different for each course, but it gives you, again, a sense of sort of what does the professor aim to have you learn. You then might get a list of course requirements and activities, so attendance policies, what sort of technology is needed, and then eventually you'll get down to where you have the course schedule. This gives you an outline of what's expected each week of the course. And again, different professors are going to set this up differently. The key is to read the syllabus thoroughly. And I will say that most professors work under the assumption that if they've handed out the syllabus, the student has read it, and that the student is now responsible for that information. So being sure to keep hold of that document and reviewing it also through the course semester so you know what's upcoming is an important aspect of being a successful student.